Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome everyone to Truth Beer and Pod Sequences. So this is the podcast. Yes. Yay. Where my co-host and I listen to all or watch all of the Cincinnati-based craft beer media from the previous week. And we get together at a podcast host. And today we are back at Higher Gravity Summit Park. Thank you, Higher Gravity, for being a gracious podcast host.
Hell yeah.
Now, hopefully there aren't too many consequences from the hosts of the other craft beer podcasts and media. So far, so good in 2024.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I've said it many times. I don't know if that means we're doing it right or doing it wrong, but we're just going to keep doing it.
Yes.
So I am Marco. I'm a taproom manager here locally. I brewed beer for several years locally here as well. And that other voice you heard with the excitement of this new episode belongs to the best co-host in Podcastlandia.
I am Julia, and not only do I like scrolling through social media trying to find all of the amazing Cincinnati craft beer events happening to tell you guys about on our other podcast, which we'll tell you about here in a few minutes, but speaking of events, I am so incredibly excited for this summer's dog frisbee competition taking place at Spring Grove Cemetery.
Dope. It's going to be amazing.
Or mid. I mean, it just kind of depends on how the dogs do. Yeah.
You never know. You piss someone off that works there.
Ooh, they'll drive over your grave.
They'll drive over your grave. It's a couple of Michelins right over it. So, that being said, and looking forward to all of that, no craft beer podcast would be a good craft beer podcast if we weren't drinking beer. However, before we do that, before we get to that, I just want to say all the thoughts and opinions on this podcast are ours and ours alone. They do not reflect any entity which we may be affiliated with, such as part-time jobs, former jobs, future jobs, or Higher Gravity. If you want to get at us, get at us. And we will tell you at the end of the pod how to do that. But you can be sleuthy and figure out how to do that by reading the show notes. Julia puts a lot of time into making sure the show notes pertain to the show.
Yeah.
And also we have a couple of, you know, super just thoughtful and personal messages on those show notes. So take the time and every now and then just, you know,
give
them a glance.
Yeah.
So how to get in touch with us is in the show notes. You know, if you want to get in touch with us to invite us to events and shower us with luxuries or just donate to the cause.
And or just a bottle of Utopia. Shower us with one of those.
Shower us with one of those.
Great.
That's in the show notes, and we'll tell you at the end of the show. Now, that being said, we are not like those fake-ass beer podcasts that don't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
We drink beer on this podcast.
We do.
Well, at least sometimes.
I did. I just finished mine, so I'm going to tell you what I drank.
Okay.
Before I say what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I...
We mix that in, too.
We do, absolutely.
We mix that in, too. So,
absolutely.
Julia, what you drinking?
Right now, I am just rinsing my palate with some lovely water. It's not even ice water right now. I just got it from the tap here at
just flat
HGSP.
Water.
I prefer flat. I don't like sparkling unless it's flavored, so that's fine.
Yep.
But
we've covered that before.
Yeah, we have. But prior to that, I just finished a pour of Citra Oasis, an Imperial Hazy IPA from Prison City Brewing. Pretty good.
That's nice.
I'd give it at least a bussin and a half.
Okay.
Might not be bussin'.
It's got that Citra in it, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and it is, but it still has a nice hop bite. It's not just orange juice. It has a bit, you know, a bit of that that nice little IPA-ness that we all enjoy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have
an awesome-looking vessel for your beverage.
I have a beer that our friend Lee brewed.
Yeah.
Helped create. I have a Coors Banquet. A Coors in a stubby bottle.
Coors.
Second week in a row.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
It's true. I was just going to say, didn't we talk last week about how either stubby bottles or the aluminum cans with the screw tops are like the only way you should be drinking this?
I think later on we're going to be talking about maybe what some beer brands should do with their own packaging.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that being said, Julia, what do we have as far as content today?
Last week, shows. Yeah,
what is our content going to be? Go ahead and tell the people exactly what our content's going to be before we do it.
Last week, the content creators fucking brought it. We had a ton of stuff to tell you about, which led to Patreon members getting an almost 2.5 hour long episode.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how to join at the end of the show. Or, I mean, right now, patreon.com/truthbeerpod. truthbeerpod.com, links everywhere, and I'll go over that again a little more clearly, a little more enunciated at the end of the show. But this week, because they all put so much effort into last week's content,
yeah,
we only have two things to talk about today. I know. It's fine. It's good content, though. It's still good. Just because we don't have a lot doesn't mean that the quality's not there.
Yeah.
We have an episode of Cincy Brewcast.
Yes.
And an episode of Brewskies Booze News.
Yes.
A.K.A. the Barstool Perspective, a.k.a. Brewskies Brews News.
Yes.
Yes. Or the cosplay channel. I don't know. Whatever they happen to be doing this week. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with the Cincinnati.
You did it.
Brewcast.
Oh, my God. Cheers.
Cheers.
We cheers and drink when that podcast, well, really when any podcast name is mispronunciation of, you know, words.
Yeah.
I said that things were going to probably go downhill as soon as I started speaking, and here we go, starting early. All right, let's talk about Cincy Brewcast. This is Volume 10, Episode 3, DVD Brew is open in Loveland, Ohio. They started off the show by clarifying DVD is a new brewery in Lebanon.
Yes.
So if you're traveling to this place, make sure you have the right location popped into your GPS. Otherwise, you might end up at Narrow Path accidentally. And that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame.
Well, it'd just be an alternative.
Absolutely. This show had Dana, who is the owner, operator, and the D in DVD. Actually, he's the D, the V, and the D.
He's the D, the V, and he brings
in
it
DVD,
all.
He brings everything.
All of it.
Yeah,
the D,
all
the V,
all
and
the
D.
V's and the V's.
Yeah.
Keith, who's the head brewer, was also on the show, as was Bobby, who runs front of house and IT support for the brewery, which IT supported breweries does not get enough love. No one ever mentions them.
Because it's
I know that they exist as either contractors or whatever, but, I mean, your point of sale systems, all that, IT's kind of important sometimes.
Yeah, well, most small breweries, it's
the
fucking manager.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to be the IT guy. Fuck.
I rebooted it and it's still not working.
Right.
I have no idea what's going on.
I rebooted
But it's still really cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I rebooted the things.
Is
it working? No. Reboot it again? Just keep trying.
Yeah.
And eventually just turn it off and just walk away.
Right.
So at DVD Brew, Oktoberfest season is here.
Yeah.
Or did it ever leak? They are going to have...
Well,
they
opened
do
a month
have.
Ago, so
well,
I guess
you know what I'm
saying. They're
like,
festing.
I'm saying Oktoberfest season as a whole, not just specific to DVD.
Okay.
But what I think's awesome is they have an award-winning homebrew Märzen as like a permanent tap on their list, which I love Oktoberfest beers.
Yeah.
And I think that we talked about this back in, air quotes, official Oktoberfest season.
Right.
You don't need to air quote it.
That's the official.
Okay. Just change the name from season to season. Like, it's your Oktoberfest, and then it's your winter lager, and then it's your spring lager, and then it is back to being your Oktoberfest summer through, you know, fall. I mean, other places do that. They just kind of tweak the name a little bit depending on the season. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't either.
Yeah. But I do like that they are kind of set with, this is one of kind of our favorite beers. We're going to make sure that everyone always has an opportunity to make it. And Noam even mentioned that Saunders Oktoberfest is still on tap. So maybe Saunders also getting into the year-round Oktoberfest.
It was when I was there last time.
Yeah. Maybe all breweries should always have an Oktoberfest.
Well, that's up to them.
It is. It is. And whatever they decide to do, I'll support it. Let's see. They talked about how the location of DVD Brew and its relation to Narrow Path and how they're trying to fill in some of the neighborhood gaps in breweries with where they looked. I know that Dana said that, oh, well, later in the show we'll talk about some of the other locations I looked at, and I don't think they ever got back around to that. So
if they did, it didn't make the pod.
Yeah, so maybe part two. Maybe that'll be like a bonus.
Ah, part two.
Ooh, a Patreon bonus episode for the Gnomies, where DVD Brew almost was.
Yeah.
Sure, why not? So Gnome, if you recorded
He should take you there.
Sure.
Should do video where they were.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That might be kind of fun, or it could just take you to a empty space where a building never was. I don't know.
Some back alley.
Sounds sketch.
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe we shouldn't have him take us to any of these places.
Well, he's not taking me.
We get murdered.
Not you.
No,
me,
no. I'm not going.
not taking us.
We value our personal safety.
Yes. Yeah.
I say that, and yet I'm the one that's just like, oh, I'll just walk around, you know, somewhere in the middle of the night.
Right.
Like, it's fine. Oh, it's a wonder that I've made it to adulthood.
One of the people that works at the place that I work at was walking to work, and they said, hey, do you want to see something? I was like, this can go in so many different directions.
Exactly.
Sure. And they took out their phone.
And you're going, which is still scary. Right.
Still scary.
Right.
And then they show me, they say, so I was walking to work, and then I stopped, and I had to take a couple of steps back. And they said, I got at least 2 feet back. And then I took this picture.
And you're still just like, this is still not, I don't know.
And they said, and I took this picture. And before they showed it to me, I'm like, what, did someone poop on the sidewalk or something?
Is it a dead body? Like, what are you, I don't.
It was a giant snake.
Even better.
It's a giant snake.
Nice. Nice. I was nowhere near it, so I'm fine with it. Let's see, DVD talked about how they currently don't have any plans to distribute, but they might think about packaging in the future. It's not something that they're currently doing. I don't know if they have crowlers or if they do growler fills. That was not mentioned. But they're currently running off of a 5-barrel system, so it's... They talked about how if they do decide they want to package, even just to sell out of the brewery, they then have to balance how do we keep enough on tap and enough in packaging.
Well, I think what Gnome was trying to do is make sure that when the Brews Travelers Outcast podcast down there, that they had all their content ready to go, all the rapid fire questions, and they can answer all of those things, because none of that got touched on in Brewcast.
That's true.
We need a Outcast podcast to get over there and answer some of these questions for us.
100%. So Bruce Traveler, Quick Trip, Chili Pants, all of y'all's need to make your way over to DVD Brew and give us the information that Gnome just didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's giving that to you guys as a gift, and you should take it.
Wrong way, Twitty.
Wrong way. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where are those guys?
I don't know. They're not here. I haven't seen them in a long time.
I know. Hopefully all's going well.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Let's see. They have a lot of taps. They have a lot of beer.
Yeah.
30 taps, or do we just want to say 29?
Oh, no. It's on tap.
I'm aware of that, but do we want to call the biggest, brightest, shiniest tap one of their taps? If you kind of get the inference there. It's not their beer. It's a tap at their location.
You know what?
So
I was going to talk about it, but I think it might be more interesting to just let you go to the episode and figure it out.
All right. It was interesting, and my thoughts and opinions on their biggest, shiniest, most noticeable tap handle, the price point of that tap handle, like all the stuff that they did talk about in this episode, I agree with the Gnome. Part of the I don't know if it's like the people pleaser side of me kind of goes, okay, I kind of get where they're coming from, but they don't have to do it the way that they're doing it.
I think we're missing the biggest factor in all of that.
Yeah?
It's his wife. He did it.
For his wife. That just raises a whole new set of questions, though. I get it. But at the same time, it raises a lot of other questions.
It's fine.
It's fine. Right, absolutely.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's not a choice that I would make, but it's not my place. You know what I mean? It's not my brewery. It's not my money, my page. So you know what?
If my wife opened up a restaurant and there was not a single lactose-free item on the menu and it was a successful restaurant, that's fine with me.
But I feel like that's kind of the opposite of this, because in that example...
It is. That's why I gave the example.
Okay. All right. That's fair. What else did they talk about in this episode? They covered everybody's road into craft beer.
Yeah, that's always fun and interesting.
Very, very fun and interesting. Some of the paths have been shorter than others, but it's always amazing how the people that are in the craft beer community and in craft beer that get involved with working in craft beer, a lot of the roads are the same, but every now and then you get kind of those outliers that that it's like, oh, that's cool. That's not the path that I would have thought someone would have taken to start working here. But again, very cool. So you should absolutely listen to this episode to get those little sneak peeks into Dana and Keith and Bobby's history.
Bobby.
It helps to, you know, just showcase the personality of the brewery.
Yeah.
Let's see. They talked about light lagers, and they were mentioning that there is a local beer that is a light lager that's named Closest Thing. That's 13 Below.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew
it. I was like, I know this one. I'm like screaming at, you know, my bone going, I know this one. And no one heard me. Let's see. I only have two other notes about this episode.
That's all I had.
The first one, they went over what DVD stands for. It is not the video format.
No.
Which is what everyone thinks. DVD stands for Damn Varied Drafts.
There we go.
Just take a look at their tap list on their website, and you know that I'm not lying.
That's right.
Yes. And the last note that I had on this episode, check out CincyBeerWeek.com. Sign up for the newsletter.
Cincy Beer Week.
Get fucking excited for October. It's going to be amazing.
October is going to be a ton of fun.
Oh, it's going to be so busy. It's going to be
God.
Great.
I can't wait to get to October,
amazing.
Julia.
So you said you didn't really have anything else for this episode of I'm going to go and do it, the Cincinnati Brewcast?
No, that's it, Julia. Cheers. That's all I got there. It's an old car wash, people.
It looks neat. Like it's.
I've only seen pictures,
to,
but
yeah, I'm excited to go there.
I just picture a lot of concrete around that building, like a lot of concrete. I wonder if they do anything to soften up the space outside.
Know.
You know,
know,
give it
yeah.
a little bit more warm feel rather than just hot ass sun bouncing off the concrete on you.
I wonder if they kept the vacuums. Vacuum your car while you're having a beer?
Isn't that, wouldn't that
be
very
perfect.
Useful?
Absolutely. Like, no actual car wash, because you don't want to be mixing, like, a lot of water and drinking and stuff like that. But I think that being able to, like, get a beer, and like you said, it on the roof of your car while you're, you know, vacuuming out the backseat and stuff, and then you get the
they
beer.
They just had one machine, and you could go at it from either side.
Yes.
You know, you just had one vacuum station.
Yeah.
That would be fun as hell.
That would be amazing. And if you have to buy tokens for the vacuum machine in the brewery.
Yeah.
And for every vacuum token you buy, you get, I don't know, $1 off your next
pint.
Do we
have any brewery laundromats? That would also be good, right?
A laundromat? I'm trying to figure out a way to smash those words together, and it's not really working.
Yeah.
A brewer mat? Or a laundry?
Laundry.
A laundry?
Laundry.
It spells itself.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Because, I drink while doing my laundry. I mean, I do drink while doing my laundry. I'm
right,
just
well,
not.
I mean,
I'm at
sane
my house.
People do that.
Yeah.
Insane people don't.
I'm telling you.
Sketchy people.
Sketch people, yes.
Don't trust them.
That's this episode title. Something about sketchy people or this is sketch. I don't know. Maybe not. Who knows? I was just come up with the episode titles as I'm like listening. I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
There we go.
It's good.
There is often no rhyme or reason to why I put the titles that I pick. They don't tell you anything about the episode. But when you hear it, that's when you do the finger
point.
Like, oh, I see that. I know that reference.
Yep.
That's great. You want to move into Bruce Guy's Booze News?
I mean, I guess that's the only
alternative. Right.
I mean,
that's kind of...
Kind of it,
yeah.
Unless you want to talk about the Reds?
You know, I don't watch the Reds, but I heard that they lost their winning streak in whatever the latest series was that they were doing.
Okay, very good.
Something. There you go.
About all I got.
There you go. You want to talk about UFL? Battlehawks? They won
go
on
ahead.
Sunday? There you go. I just said it.
There you go.
That's it, yeah. Truth Beer Pod, where you get all of your irrelevant sports recaps and...
Yeah. How'd FC do?
Not great. They lost. So,
who'd they play?
CF Montreal. It was a 25-minute long episode, so, I mean, what, we're going to talk about it for
about
at least 20
40,
minutes?
45 minutes?
40, 45, yeah. This was the episode that was posted to the YouTubes on April 15th of 2024, a blueprint for the rebound of Bud Light, because we all know how much Brett and Mike love talking about Bud Light.
Oh, my God. I don't know if they've had... I don't know if there's enough content in the world... to fill up their YouTube episodes if they didn't have Bud Light.
Right, exactly.
Or Diddy.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully we won't have to mention him ever again.
Well, this is not over.
Know. No, it's not. But, I mean, depending on what happens, will we mention it? Because it's no longer going to have anything to do with the craft and beverage world, other than, like, a former association.
Yeah, a former association.
Let's talk about Anchor Brewing.
Okay.
There's an Anchor Brewing update.
Woo!
Is there a chance...
There is.
...that one of the beer barons himself may resurrect Anchor?
Yeah.
The rumors that... Well, I don't know if they're rumor or if it's fact that... that
it was reported.
Was it like a full-on... I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know where they got their information.
Right. They don't post their sources in the show notes. Maybe start doing that, guys. Some of these articles I would not mind reading.
Right.
But apparently, Fritz Maytag and the guy from Jack's Wicked.
Pete's Wicked.
Why did I say Jack?
I don't know.
I don't know. You know. Well, you know, Jack.
Yeah.
Everyman Jack.
Everyman Jack.
I have no idea. Apparently put in a bid to buy Anchor, and is it just the intellectual property? Is it the equipment? Is it like what all is it? We'll find out
it's
soon
a
enough.
Venture. Capital firm, capitalist firm, that includes the Pete's Wicked guy and
not Jack
Fritz. It's probably someone it's named probably, Jack.
There's probably someone named Jack involved. There's always Jack. Someone named Jack involved. There's
it could be a lady.
Always,
it could be. And they
Jacqueline.
Call her Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacqueline, Jackie,
absolutely,
whatever.
Absolutely.
Jack.
See, we're not. I'm not completely full of shit.
So there's a chance that this group may end up with Anchor. In what form?
In whatever form.
We'll
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
But they made it sound like Fritz was going to go day-to-day operations. He is not.
There's no way.
He is not. He would just buy it to own it
and
as
be
part
like,
of this
okay,
group.
Here we go.
We're going to start this back up.
I think get
the band back together.
I think that would be absolutely amazing. I do hope that it is resurrected in some format. Again, purely because of the historical importance. But if this is a chapter that's just closed... So be it.
Yeah.
So be it.
I got you. I kind of feel the same way.
Do you feel the same way about Mike on warning labels, like health warning labels on beer?
I feel almost exactly the same way.
All right. You know that beer causes cancer, right?
I don't know if that's true. I know they're putting it on labels in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
But number one, I don't know if that's true.
Well, we don't know if that's the actual phrasing that they're going to be using or if it's going to be some other type
of...
There is
a little bit of sort of truth beer potism in what it is that they do.
Yes.
There's a little bit of blurred lines.
Beer causes cancer. And Mike says, no one needs to know that.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I feel like it's one of those things that on one hand... If you're drinking beer, smoking, you know, whatever kind of the vice is, thinking you're doing something healthy or something that isn't negatively impacting your body in some way, as extreme or as, you know, minute as possible, you're an idiot. But at the same time, there are people that probably are like, well, but they sell it, so it can't be bad for you, which...
That's not true.
Is not right. So, people have to ruin everything. People are the reason that we have to have labels on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there weren't any people, this wouldn't be a problem.
I mean, this goes all the way back to that lady who got the coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah, but that was, like, if you actually look at the court case and all that, there was something seriously wrong with the temperature of the water that they were using for all this stuff. But it...
It's still hot.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I mean, I would never take a hot drink and assume that it's of a temperature that I should, you know, that I would not be careful with it. But again, there was a whole extra thing to that people just didn't hear about because it wasn't as sensational as she burned her crotch with McDonald's coffee. Moving on, the Napa County supervisor may have been involved in MILF eco-terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
how bad could it really be?
It's bad enough someone committed suicide in front of a winery.
Yes.
That they worked at.
Yeah.
So that's bad.
That is very bad.
Yeah.
That's our warning. That's our warning label to all of you. Don't get involved with MILFs.
Well,
it can cause severe adverse health reactions, responses such as death. Which isn't that basically on every like pharmaceutical advertisement out there? Like, oh, this could cure all your problems, or it could cause this multitude of other things, up to and including death. Or
like
if you
leaky
search
anus.
Anything on WebMD. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I have the sniffles after being out in the polleny air. I wonder what's going on. Oh, you're probably dying.
Yeah.
Well, technically not untrue. But yeah, so...
Correct. So, not untrue, but maybe not accurate.
Their wine news this week was very... I'm not calling it, like, conspiracy-esque, but it's like, this is a story that is, like, holy shit. I didn't realize wine was so seedy and just...
Yeah, and I don't think they went even into the details enough.
No. Well, I mean, they can. I mean, they try to keep their episodes somewhat condensed, unlike
sure.
what we do.
Yeah, unlike what we do.
But
yeah.
But I'm like, again, put your sources in the show notes. Like, how do I go about looking up this stuff? Like,
right.
This is a rabbit hole that I would not mind going down.
Right. I don't mind trusting
hours.
You in all this.
Sure,
but can we find out about it, too?
Can we find out more? Tell us more.
Tell us more.
Maybe some of that will be in the new newsletter that they're going to be putting out, the Brews newsletter.
The Brews and newsletter.
That there's not going to be anything other than...
Well, they are published authors.
Exactly. Nothing will be in the newsletter except for random links to sketchy-looking news websites that are all behind paywalls anyway, so we're not going to be able to read anything. And small quotes from Mike about, this article's stupid. Like, why the hell do we need an article about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like
and then an injection
Brett
with,
and Mike saying,
with pictures
fuck
of
billionaires.
Brett. Exactly. Spirit companies are making less money, and they're sad about it.
Well, I don't know the business endeavor where if you're making less money, you'd be happy about it.
But they're still making plenty of money. But no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, they're making less money. They're not happy.
They're not happy about it. That's kind of all that I had on that.
Shocker.
Just, you know, yeah, pretty much. They had the most beautiful segue into mentioning Malt Europe.
Yeah.
It flowed like water, like a beautiful non...
Are you familiar with Malt Europe, Julia?
Only through what Brett and Mike have told us. Mostly Brett, but...
Malt Europe, if you want to sponsor the pod, we're happy to do it.
Absolutely. I have heard that you are the best malt to use in all of your brewing endeavors.
Yeah.
Anything you want to do. It's the best tasting. Eat it like cereal. If you're not into beer, there's a new...
Yeah, buy
new,
malt.
New cereal for you? Absolutely.
Buy malt.
Let's see, what else do we have here? They talked about how retail experience has changed since COVID. Everything has gotten greedier, and the aliens have taken over.
I guess the entrance to this part of the show was saying that employment levels in... the bar restaurant industry
mm-hmm.
have come back to pre-pandemic levels.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that information is coming from. Yeah. But
again, they don't list their sources.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
No. Maybe that'll be the title of this episode. List your sources.
Maybe the number of employees that DVD hired when they opened increased the whole.
Yeah.
You know, it tipped the scales.
A raising tide ships all boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close enough, right?
And DVD and locations. DVD.
Yes. You know, one of the best things ever to kind of tangent back to DVD is when you're watching the little, like, screensaver from a DVD.
Oh.
And the logo actually makes it into one of the corners.
Nice.
Amazing. I think I've seen it happen twice.
Really?
Yeah. Much like the aliens affecting retail experiences and employment levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to tie it back. I don't know if it worked.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll let the listeners be the judge.
Yes.
Also, thank you to everyone for listening. If you've been with us a long time, thank you. If this is your first time, appreciate it. Got a lot of back episodes.
Back
episodes that you can go back and listen to, and you know, we are We did. We're weekly.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a Wednesday with Cincy Beer Events.
Mm-hmm.
New pod drops on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
I try to get the Patreon episodes out on Thursdays.
Patreon's out on Thursdays.
Yep.
They have the full unedited without, I mean, minus the silences.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should be and want to be a Patreon.
Yep.
And then every now and then we record a little bonus content.
Absolutely.
Some point this baseball season we're going to record our baseball themed episode, which
yes.
is going to be baseball themed beers in packaged from the breweries in and around the Cincinnati area.
And we're going to pick our favorite, and it is going to be so casual. It
it's
is
gonna be
not going to have
extremely casual.
Like, picture the Gnomes Oktoberfest Quest. Not going to be like that at all.
No, not going to be like that at all.
We're not going to have a bracket. We're just going to be like, you know what? Didn't really care for this. I'm going to set the can over here.
Right.
I like this, and I'm going to set that one over there, and then we're going to forget which pile is which.
Right.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
Great.
Let's see. What else do we have here for Brew Skies, Booze News, Barstool Perspective? Kid Rock has destroyed, not has, Kid Rock destroyed Bud Light. Mike is going to be the one to save it.
Mike has, okay, to the Kid Rock thing, it happened.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
We all know.
It is, that's it, yep.
It's almost, what, it's over just over a year ago.
Yeah, because it was before
Memorial Day.
Yeah. I was thinking 4th of July, and I'm like, nope, wrong holiday. Close, but yeah.
So, yeah.
I think to save it, they're talking about they just need to redo their branding back to the old branding.
Sure, that's what would do.
Which is what you alluded to at the very beginning of the recap.
Right.
Exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
Ah, wait a minute.
Eventually, this little spaghetti bowl forms a straight line. You just have to stick with us as we dive into that spaghetti bowl and go in God knows how many different directions.
Right.
Before eventually closing the loop.
I still think one of the biggest problems that Bud Light had even before this controversy with Dylan Mulvaney
mm-hmm.
Is that it's too easy to find an alternative.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
it's
okay, well, this didn't work. We'll try this. And that's either...
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the beer itself.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I mean, they do make some valid points that
sure.
before things went viral on the internet, things that went viral in pop culture were Bud Light commercials.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
And that's not happening anymore.
It does not. And now they're trying to figure out how to get back to that.
They're too goofy or homogenized or strangely odd that,
yeah, like,
you know, it's not anything that you need to talk about. Things in their commercials became...
Iconic.
Iconic in the pop culture in those decades previous.
Right.
And it's not now. And
No. Like the current one, the Bud Light Genie. When I saw that, I'm like, what the fuck is this? But it didn't make me want to talk about it. I'm just like, okay, that's...
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, But again, it's not like they can go back to some of the old stuff that they did.
Back.
Because then people are like, oh, they're just trying to rehash this old nostalgia that doesn't really... It's not relevant. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember when these used to be like this.
Right.
But it's not anything new that's getting kind of the new generations, the new drinkers talking about it.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that same... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, Bud Light's going to be fine-ish.
They're going to be around.
Yeah.
But I think that unless some sort of seismic thing happens, that moment in time
mm-hmm.
can be looked back at the moment that that beer stopped being
kind of felt
the king
days,
of beers.
Yeah, absolutely. I also think that anymore the groups of people out in the world, the like identifiable groups or what people identify their social circles as, their drinking circles as, whatever, there are almost too many of them now. Where years and years and years ago, it was you either kind of drank it or you didn't. Well, now it's nowhere near that simple.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those they're trying to appease to a much broader audience as far as what people want, what they don't want, what they're willing to accept, what they're not willing to accept, as opposed to just do you drink or do you not drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, what you
Fred
do...
Fred and Mike will tell us as things change and shift, because they can't stop talking about Bud Light.
What you do is get partnered up with Peyton Manning.
There you go.
And, there you go. Know, that'll, yep. that'll help.
That'll do it. Yeah, absolutely.
That'll help.
Big old five head, seven head. I don't even know. Like
giant head.
That's a huge head.
It's not a forehead. That's, yeah,
that's
five
that's
head.
Like, that's head. Double digit. I had one more note on this episode.
That's
and
all
then
I had.
The sip count.
Let's go.
All right. Let's see if your note's the same as mine. Mine okay. was about the stock market sure thing segment.
Yes.
Awesome. Utilize Memorial Day when you're buying your Bud stocks. That is their...
They did.
Not that they're going to do that.
That is no, not that they're going to do that.
But they're saying you should do
you
that.
You should.
Yes. And once again...
They said that, not us.
And once again, I will put a... I will remove the truth beer podness from this to say we are not financial experts. They are not financial experts. If you decide
did
to
you know
invest
that
in this...
I was a financial expert?
You told me you were in insurance. Is that the same thing?
I was a... You were supposed to call yourself a financial advisor.
Advisor, nice.
Yeah, glad to be out of that field.
I'll
Jesus.
Bet. I'll bet. I know.
Story for a different day.
Absolutely, for a bonus episode or not? Because
or not.
Holy crap! Sip count.
Yeah.
Sip count for this one. We had a good number of sips for this sub 25-minute episode.
Also. Shout out to Brett for having a 50 West Pilsner,
mm-hmm.
but Mike still was going with his tried and true Narragansett.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, you know what? He knows what he likes, and he sticks with it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's like his red wine.
I'm sure that when he is out and about, he switches it up a bit.
Probably.
Probably, yeah, yeah. Very. Yeah. He is a very varied craft beer drinker when he's not in front of the camera.
I think when he's not in front of the camera, he's a cheap beer drinker.
Varied. Whatever's cheapest, that's the variety that he goes for.
Yes. And you might think to yourself, not Bud Light. And I would say, I don't
probably,
know.
It probably depends.
Depends.
Probably depends on what they have and where he's at.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah. He took a total of 13 sips during this episode.
Wow.
So his count's kind of going up as...
He must have been thirsty.
He either was thirsty or he started listening to our episodes.
Yeah.
Which we know he's a huge fan. He's not a Patreon subscriber
yeah, a
yet,
fan.
But I'm sure that, you know, he'll get there. And he probably heard the difference in sip counts between him and Brent. He's like, I got to up my game.
Yep.
But he can't up it too quickly. Otherwise, we'll catch on.
Yeah.
So this is a long game.
He's
for
a professor.
Him.
You know,
he
does stuff like that.
So Mike took 13 sips. Brett took 27.
Way more accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's lapping him.
Slightly over twice what Mike took.
That, he
lacked
them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's a total of 40 countables, 40 sips.
Okay, good.
Which means that's 80 ounces.
Yeah, it is.
Which, again, this is according to drinking, according to our drinking game, not to how much they are actually consuming.
Right, understand, you're playing this drinking game, and so every drink they took, you have 2 ounces. That's how
exactly.
this is. This
exactly.
is not what they took.
Right, because people are like, well, they didn't even finish a can. It doesn't matter what they're consuming.
Play the game right, people.
So in this 20, I'm just going to call it a 25-minute episode.
Okay.
It's 24 and change. That is 5 pints. That's a pint every 5 minutes.
Let's go.
That is...
That's aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
It's aggressive.
I couldn't do it. I might be able to get 1 pint down in 5 minutes, but then after that, I'm like, I can't. I'm done.
I
can't do it.
I probably could if, you know, there were life and death consequences.
Oh, that, yeah, I mean, if there are certain situations, amazing things can happen.
Yeah.
Adrenaline and all that, your body can do amazing things.
Yeah, like me at the flying pig coming up.
It's going
to
be amazing.
Yeah, to be
amazing
seen.
Amazing things are going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you're not running the pig in cargo pants. I mean, you still might.
I had planned on
thing.
It, but
I know,
now,
you could.
But, yeah.
I won't stop you from it. It's fine. It's fine.
Thanks, Rachel.
She's the best.
She is the best.
She is absolutely the best. Was there anything else we needed to talk about for this episode?
I don't think so, Julia.
All right.
Let's give the people their free time back.
All right. Sounds good. I mean, we often have very long episodes. This isn't one of them, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We actually kept things under control.
Dope.
If you like what we did during this episode, let us know. Well, don't even let us know. Let other people know. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Like, subscribe, review, share. You know all of the things that you're supposed to do when you enjoy and appreciate the content that someone's putting out there. We want you to do that for us, and we want you to do that same thing for the content that we are recapping. So follow and subscribe to Cincy Brewcast, to the Gnarly Gnome, to Bruce Guy's Booze News, and just consume their content and show them that you appreciate them and that you found them by listening to us, potentially.
Yes.
If you like beer events, we've got a special podcast just for you. Our
What's it
sister
called,
podcast,
Julie?
Believe it or not, Cincy Beer Events.
Wow.
Yes. We let you know all about the upcoming beer events happening in the Cincinnati area. We go out about 1 to 2 months, depending on how many events that we have.
Right.
It comes out, as Marcus said earlier in the show, every Wednesday. And for how to get a hold of us, how to talk to us, how to interact in any way, shape, or form, just go to truthbeerpod.com. Email address, links to social media, everything is out there, including the link to sign up for our Patreon and get those unedited episodes that Marco was telling you about. They are a lot of fun, a lot of extra crazy, and you kind of get a peek behind the curtain sometimes on how some of the things that we do in a lot of our episodes come about. How does Marco bring the D week after week after week? Sometimes you kind of get to figure out how all of that comes together.
Right.
Because we have a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
Yes.
We want you to share in that fun with us. So become a Patreon subscriber. Just sign up for a month. Binge as many episodes as you can and just kind of see if you like the extra stuff that we give you. There is almost, depending on the length of the episode, you get anywhere from 15 to an hour worth of extra content.
Yeah.
This one, it's a shorter episode, believe it or not, for us, so the extra content may not be, it's not going to be an extra hour, but you're still going to get some stuff that the public does not, and I think it's worth it.
There we go. I like it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I guess with that, we're going to wrap stuff up. Marco, what are you going to be doing next Tuesday?
We're not going to be here next Tuesday. We're going to be here Monday. I think we got some stuff going on with the schedule coming up, so just...
We'll be here eventually.
Cheers, everyone. Let's do this next week.
Have a great one. We will see you guys
later.
Bye.